Bonjour, this is day 6 for the verb donner, and it's about the tense that is conditional, the conditional tense, and that means it's the equivalent of the English I would do something, I would give for the verb to give. So the mark of the conditional, it's like for the future, it's the re sound. And the R sound. By the way, if you want to learn how to pronounce the R in French, go to my YouTube channel and you will find the link in the bottom and you will know everything how to pronounce this R. People have told me that it was very helpful, so I give you the tip there. Go there, subscribe to my channel, and you will pronounce the letters correctly. So let's do this. For the future, you had the sounds E and A and ON. That's what we, if you remember well, yesterday, it was like that. Now here, it's E all the time. So generally, we always study the future first and the conditional after. So remember, café au lait, right? The E is for future, for the je, for I, and E for conditional, café au lait. Okay, so you will remember which one is which. So now it's conditional, it's lait, the milk, café au lait, café with milk. So let's go through the line horizontal. So I would give, you would give, he would give, she would give, je donnerais, tu donnerais, il donnerait, elle donnerait. Just listen for now. And now the plural, the line below, we would give, you all would give, they would give, they would give. On donnerait, vous donneriez, y donnerait, elle donnerait. So, just repeat now after me. I would give, you would give. Je donnerais, tu donnerais. He would give, she would give. Y donnerait, elle donnerait. We would give, you all would give, on donnerait, vous donneriez. They would give, y donnerait, elle donnerait. Excellent. So now we are going to go vertical using the gesture. And by the way, if you happen to just discover that blog with that post, it would be better to go to the first post we did on the verb parler to have all the elements necessary to be able to do that, because otherwise it's going to sound a little fast, because I'm going to go a little faster, not each time, but from time to time I will speed up a little bit. So now vertical. I would give, we would give. Je donnerais, on donnerait. Let's use the example with 11 euros. I would give 11 euros. We would give 11 euros. Je donnerais 11 euros. On donnerait 11 euros. You would give 11 euros. You all would give 11 euros. Tu donnerais 11 euros, vous donneriez 11 euros. He would give 11 euros, they would give 11 euros. Il donnerait 11 euros, il donnerait 11 euros. That's the same. She would give 11 euros, they would give 11 euros, the ladies. Elle donnerait 11 euros. Elle donnerait 11 euros, same thing. Excellent. And now for the sixth time, we are going to do the exercise present, past and future using pointing to the feet for present, to over your shoulder behind for the past and in front of you for the future. I give 11 euros, I gave 11 euros, I will give 11 euros. Je donne 11 euros, j'ai donné 11 euros, je vais donner 11 euros. You give 11 euros, you gave 11 euros, you will give 11 euros. Tu donnes 11 euros, t'as donné 11 euros, tu vas donner 11 euros. He gives 11 euros. He gave 11 euros. He will give 11 euros. Il donne 11 euros. Il a donné 11 euros. Il va donner 11 euros. She gives 11 euros. She gave 11 euros. She will give 11 euros. Elle donne 11 euros. Elle a donné 11 euros. Elle va donner 11 euros. We give 11 euros. We gave 11 euros. We will give 11 euros. On donne 11 euros. On a donné 11 euros. On va donner 11 euros. You all give 11 euros, you all gave 11 euros, you all will give 11 euros. Vous donnez 11 euros, vous avez donné 11 euros, vous allez donner 11 euros. They give 11 euros, they gave 11 euros, they will give 11 euros. Ils donnent 11 euros. Ils ont donné 11 euros. Ils vont donner 11 euros. And then féminine. Elles donnent 11 euros. Elles donnent 11 euros. Elles ont donné 11 euros. Elles vont donner 11 euros. And that is it for today. Thank you very much. Good work. See you next time. Salut!